Hi, my name is Mia Hizami, and thanks for checking out JADcast, a podcast series researched, written, recorded, and produced by 8th grade students at New Road School in Santa Monica, California. My grandfather, Jesse Hizami, who goes by Saba, got interviewed by me to talk about his immigration journey. We will dive into the challenges he has faced, what he would do over, and why he decided to come to the United States. If you do not know, Saba means grandpa in Hebrew, so you can make an inference about where he might have come from. My grandpa Saba came from Tel Aviv, Israel, to the United States in 1961. He immigrated to be with his parents, who came to the United States before him. He waited 15 years to come to the United States to reunite with his parents. At first, he was coming to visit. He wasn't really planning on fully immigrating until President JF Kennedy made a new law that...
To United States... Kennedy, President Kennedy, signed a new law. If I registered before 21 and I could not get there, he changed the law. I can join my family even if I'm after 81.
That's so. He lived in New York for 8 months, which is where his sister lives and still lives today. After a while, he decided New York wasn't the place for him, so he decided to try Dallas, Texas. He had a cousin who lived there before he came, so he lived with him and made lots of friends. During the span of months, he learned English from peers and mostly on the street. Unfortunately, though, during the span of months, it was very hard to get a job, especially in Dallas, Texas, so he was willing to take a risk and come to Los Angeles to achieve the...
I tell you, I never believed I will achieve the American dream.
He saw the palm trees and he said he'd never thought about moving again. When he said he wanted to achieve the American dream, I think he did it. He went from being a construction worker to owning a restaurant to becoming a realtor. The restaurant he owned was called Figueroa Philly. He has always loved cheesesteaks, and during the time he told me that there weren't a lot of cheesesteaks restaurants around LA, so he opened one on Figueroa Street to share to the community, and that made a big impact on himself and to others, especially my dad. However, before opening up Figueroa Philly, he was a construction worker, and during construction, he met my grandmother, Lorraine Hizami. I call her Sefta. He told me it was like love at first sight. Once he got married to my grandma, he had my dad and his brother. Over the span of months, he eventually gave his son the Philly cheesesteak restaurant, and when I was born, I helped out there too. That made a big impact on me because it was a part of my childhood, and I would not imagine my life without it. Unfortunately, my dad and Saba decided it was best if they sold it, so now they both work together and do real estate. They are both very happy with their decision, and my grandfather, Saba, realized that this was the place for him, and he was glad to be here. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast where I shared my grandfather's story to Israel. I hope this inspired you, and I hope to see you next time on the JADcast. Bye!